dealing with him coming up in a little bit. Right now we have a emerging NFL superstar on the line, Bengals safety Madiu Williams. Thank you for joining us, sir, and welcome to Unabated Sports.
Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
Now, everyone wants to know, you missed a lot of time last year with injury. Please tell us that you've got a good status report for your health coming up on the beginning of the 2006 season.
Well, definitely going to be out there on the first day of camp. I'm cleared to practice, full go. So that's the best news I can possibly have right now. And right now, I feel great. So I'm looking forward to being in camp.
Now, Madiu, what was the toughest part of missing most of last season for you?
Well, I think the toughest part is watching the guys go through a successful season, not being a part of it on the field. Just having to watch was the first time I've been away from football since I started playing. So it was something that was very difficult for me to watch and see. But at the same time, I utilized that time very wisely and try to use it to my advantage as far as just being around and soaking up all the information during the meetings in the classroom and things of that nature.
Now, how did the injury kind of affect you mentally?
Mentally, it really didn't affect me that much. It was just the fact that I wasn't out there, you know, and realizing that I missed football, not being out there. I realized how much I missed the game, how much I loved being around my teammates and not being out there to help them on Sundays. I think mentally was a difficult part. But as far as just the injury, I knew that was something that I was going to bounce back from. So it really didn't affect me.
Now, you were talking about Sundays last year. You weren't on the field. Hopefully this year, Sundays, you will be on there, each and every one of them. And everyone's talking about this defense, whether it's going to be a 3-4 or a 4-3. Everyone's trying to put a label on it. Do you have any idea what kind of defense you're going to play, or is this something that you guys are basically just hoping to go out there and play kind of both kinds or some kind of crazy hybrid?
Well, the only thing we need to worry about is just make sure we play a good defense. Whether it's a 3-4, 4-3, really doesn't matter as long as we produce results. And right now, the only thing we worry about is producing results. So we don't worry whether it's a 3-4, 4-3, as long as we go out there and stuff people. And that's the bottom line, is stopping people and getting off the field on third down.
And Madiu, what's your impression of the new guys Marvin Lewis added to the defense?
Well, we definitely got younger. We're getting younger every year. So, but a lot of the young guys bring a lot of abilities to the table. A lot of playmaking ability, especially from the draft and also from the supplemental draft in addition of Ahmed Brooks. So I look forward to seeing those guys in pads once training camps come around.
Madiu Williams of the Cincinnati Bengals joining us on Unabated Sports on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio 1450, The Ticket. Now, this offseason has been kind of a tumultuous one. Character issues in the Bengals, there's been lots of stories about that. Basically, what's been your impression of that, and how important is character issues when it comes to your teammates?
Well, that character issue is definitely something that the Cincinnati Bengals organization definitely stress. And when they bring individuals in, they definitely make sure they've done a thorough background check. So I definitely believe in what the organization is trying to accomplish, and I'm sure they spend a lot of time with those guys off the field getting to know them personally, and they've done their homework.
Odell Williams is unfortunately one of the Odell Thurman, I'm sorry, is one of the fellows that unfortunately has the character issues. He's going to miss four games. How much is that going to affect you guys when you have those first four games of the season?
I think it's going to affect us just having a guy who lost a guy who made a lot of plays for us last year, but at the same time that provides a lot of the guys behind him and some of the veterans to step up and fill in while he's away. And just like I missed the time last year, predominantly for the whole season, Odell's going to miss a couple of games. And it's somebody else's turn to grab that torch and step up and make plays. Granted, we're going to miss him not being out there, but at the same time, we still have four games that we need to worry about. And we need guys that are going to fill in the shoes and just make plays like they were a starter.
Now, Madiu, a lot of analysts have come out and said that the off-the-field problems make players question each other in the huddle and wonder if they can count on each other. Have any of the incidents involving Bengals players this offseason caused you to maybe question any of your teammates?
Not at all. Not at all, because I know the guys, I believe in every single one of my teammates. I know when I'm out there on the field, I can rely on it than the guy next door to me. And I have no doubt, no reservations about any guys on my team. And come Sunday, whoever's in the huddle, that's who I go to war with, and that's who I expect to win with.
Now, character issues certainly have not been attached to you. In fact, you have a foundation. You had a kickoff event back in May, a wine tasting. First, tell us about the foundation, and second off, why a wine tasting when it came to raising money?
Well, the Medea Williams Foundation, we focus on early childhood development and teaching the youth at an early age the importance of a healthy lifestyle, and we focus on programs in the areas of health, nutrition, as well as wellness and education. I decided to kick off the wine tasting, my foundation with a wine tasting, because a year ago my mom passed away, and if she was here, that was something that she would love to attend because that's one of her favorite pastimes, and that was a way for me to honor her also by doing one of her favorite things, is the wine, going to a wine tasting and to launch the foundation a year later. So I thought it was a great event. It was very successful, and I look forward to doing something like that in the near future.
Now, Medea, a lot of people have, you know, made a lot of your relationship with your brother and how close you guys are. How has that relationship really affected you?
Well, it made me grow up a lot faster than I wanted to, and they always said things happen for a reason. That was one of those things that was unexpected, but like I said, it's one of the best things that ever happened to me, and something that I don't take very lightly. And he's a great kid, and I enjoy, you know, spending each and every single day with him. And that relationship definitely brought us a lot tighter. We were close before, but now we're pretty much inseparable.
Getting back to the football side of things, you guys go to training camp next weekend. What do you think of when I say Georgetown, and what comes to mind when you start thinking about training camp?
Humidity. Humidity and a lot of sweaty guys, man. Camp... For the most part, this year should be, what a lot of people are saying, is going to be shorter. We're not going to be there as long as we typically was in the past. But training camp is a time that you work on fine-tuning your fundamentals. Granted, it's a grind because of the two-a-day practices, but at the same time, you just got to focus on the reason why you're there, and that's to fine-tune your skills and get ready for the season.
Medea Williams joining us on Unabated Sports in Cincinnati's ESPN Radio 1450. The Ticket, obviously, you're there to learn the defense and to work with your teammates, but I'm assuming there is some downtime. Do you guys ever like to get together and play video games, or what do you guys like to do when you're not on the field or in the film room?
Well, for the most part, a lot of guys try to get as much rest as possible. I think recovery is the utmost importance during training camp. You're going to have some downtime, but you got to make sure you utilize that downtime wisely by making sure you get your proper rest and stay on your nutrition and continue to work out and stay in shape physically in the weight room. So during those downtime, there's other areas that you can be working on to improve your game.
Now, I know that all the Bengals draft picks haven't been signed yet. Is that something that, you know, current players really look at and follow, since training camp is important to the rookies, or do you just worry about who's on the field?
Not really, because a lot of the trend nowadays is that a lot of the negotiation really don't get started till you know, camp's draw is near anyway. So for the most part, you just have a tendency to just get ready to mentally, individually, just, you know, worry about getting yourself mentally ready. And, you know, of course you're going to hear about stories about guys missing time, but at the same time, you got to be ready to perform and practice day in and day out with the guys that are out there on the field.
Now, but you speak of being mentally ready. Playing defense in football, especially, it's kind of a game where you got to get yourself pumped up to go out there and, you know, play hard and really hit somebody. What do you do to get yourself pumped up before games?
To be honest with you, I really don't do too much other than just put my pads on, the helmet, shoulder pads, and my cleats. And once I have those things on, you know, I just kind of get in my mind frame. It's time for me to go to work, and it's something that I enjoy doing. Back in the day, I used to. You listen to the headphones and things like that. But as I got older, I just kind of know how to turn it on and turn it off, I guess. And I guess I just through experiencing by playing for a long time now.
Now, it seems like every year Paul Brown Stadium gets louder and louder, and as the team gets better and better, the crowds get more into it. Walking out, does it really get you pumped up and hear the crowd screaming for the first time?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the past couple of years with the sellouts we've had at Paul Brown Stadium, really increased the noise level, and it's definitely to our advantage, and that's something that we don't take lightly at all. And hopefully we can continue to have a sellout this year and utilize them as our 12th man.
Now, Medio, what do you like least about being a professional athlete?
I think it's just the responsibility that goes along with it. A lot of people have a high expectation of you, and it's something that you shouldn't take lightly. And as an athlete, we got to uphold that expectation, and not only our own, but other people's as well.
Medio Williams joining us on Unabated Sports on Cincinnati's ESPN Radio 1450, The Ticket. We've been talking a lot about celebrity fans. If you could have one celebrity in your corner, who would it be?
One celebrity. I think I'd say Bill Cosby, a guy that's done a lot in the world of sports, in the world of entertainment, and just to pick his brain and see some of the things that he did to be successful and to be where he's at. I think Bill Cosby would be somebody that I'd love to sit down and talk to.
Now, Medio, you've being in the secondary where the Bengals had a lot of problems last year, they kind of brought a few guys in this year to help you out, especially with your absence. It really hurt a lot. How has Jonathan Joseph been? How's he been so far in training camp? Has he started to pick up the system at all?
I thought he performed very admirably. The kid is a natural athlete, moves very well, very fast, and he just have a lot of abilities and a lot of talent. So I can't wait to see him out there playing with him, and I think he's going to be a great player in this league.
All right, it's good to hear. Now, Medio, before we go, can we get a hoo-day from you?
Hoo-day.
There we go.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Thanks a lot for joining us, and stay cool in Georgetown, will you?
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot. That was Medio Williams of the Cincinnati Bengals, an emerging NFL superstar.